Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I hope you had a great weekend. There was so much on the go in and around Joburg. I actually was so relieved to actually have Sunday off because I'd had such a busy week and a busy Saturday. So it was wonderful to catch up on some sleep and prepare, obviously, for this podcast as well. But there is loads on the go the rest of this week and this weekend coming. So do stay tuned. I've got all your deets. But before we kick off with that, I was very lucky to catch up with a young lady called Ashlyn Gray. Ashlyn is a musician, she's a songwriter, she's a South African actress, she's a motivational speaker, and she's making waves with her approach to music and life in general. She's very young, she's very passionate, and she's extremely talented. And I was lucky enough to have a little chat with her about everything that's going on in her life. So the first thing I had to ask her was, tell us a bit about yourself. You're really young, yet you're doing amazing things. Have you always been singing, and how did you wind up where you are now?
I started in the industry when I was 16. However, singing only came to me when I was about 10 years old. I'd always been interested in drama and acting, but my sister decided that she would like to go for lessons. I tagged along and decided that it was something I really wanted to get better at because I sucked so bad. So I practiced day and night for years, and only at about 15, 16 did I see the fruit of my work. And I decided that having a singing career is something I was really passionate about. So I started writing more songs and collaborating with songwriters, and that's when my EP Ashlyn Gray and single Battleships was born. I started in the industry from that single Battleships, and I guess it's been a roller coaster ride since then. I was 16, 17 when I wrote the song and released it. And now I'm 20 years old and feeling a bit older, but I wouldn't change it for the world. It's been amazing.
You just recently won an award for your song, which is called 19, which is also the title of your album. Tell us a bit about that, and why is it called 19?
Well, my producer and I were hanging out trying to write some new material for my new single. And he ended up showing me Halsey's album at the time. And that kind of inspired the writing perspective that I wanted to take for it. And I realized that I was 18 going on 19, and I really didn't want to turn 19 because there was no expectation of it. I guess 18's always been talked about throughout time, and 19 had no significance, and I didn't know what to expect myself. But then I realized that it's not about the age you're turning, it's about what you do with the year that's ahead of you. And I really wanted to write the song to inspire myself and others, especially other 18-year-olds going on 19, that they've got this amount of time to do amazing things, achieve their goals, and really make a difference in the world. And it's not really about the age that you are, it's about what you do with the time that you're on this earth. And I don't want to spend my time just chasing thrills. I really want to spend my time inspiring people to really just have a passion for living their life the way their heart tells them to. So that's when 19 was kind of created, in that headspace of every year is significant.
Ashlyn, you embrace a very funky and different style of dress and fashion, and you often speak to the youth about embracing their individuality. Tell us a bit about that.
I think from a young age, I've always wanted to be an individual and march to my own beats. And that's kind of the way I've been living ever since. So that's how my fashions come out in the end, is just following my own style. And I guess I really want to, through my music, inspire other people to also follow their hearts and not follow the patterns of society. Because I think there are so many preconceived ideas that society tells us to follow, but that's not really what's on our hearts. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to make us happy.
And how can people get hold of you or follow you on social media? How's the best way to get hold of you?
People can find me at Ashlyn Gray, or they can just go to my website, which is ashlyngray.com.
So awesome spending time with Ashlyn and chatting a little bit to this young lady. Keep your eyes on her. She is going places, that is for sure. If you'd like to find out more about Ashlyn and her music, you can visit her website, ashlyngray.com. That's A-S-H-L-I-N-N-G-R-A-Y, ashlyngray.com. Stay tuned. She is definitely, definitely going places. Now, there is a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks. So, and a lot of it I have spoken about on previous shows. So I'm just going to give you a little quick reminder in case you haven't booked your tickets yet, or you're not quite sure, you're looking for something to do this weekend. Do not miss out on the following. First things first, Christmas in July at Ground. Yay, that is coming our way this Saturday, the 1st of July. It is literally a Christmas party in July in Joburg at the beautiful Ground venue in Mulder's Drift on the tobacco, at the tobacco shed. It is running from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. And it is literally, there are some amazing artists that are going to be performing. One of my favorites, Rubber Duck, as you know, Mango Groove, industry legends Majosi, and of course Bad Peter. There's going to be food on sale. You are welcome to dress up in your Christmas gear and come through. There will also be Christmas outfits for sale there, so if you've forgotten, don't worry, you can get yourself a Santa hat or a pair of antlers or whatever you need to add to your outfit, and it is going to be loads of fun. Tickets are available on New Tickets, or you're welcome to head on over to my site, heatherhock.com, and click on the Xmas in July post and go and check it out. Tickets are 150 Rand, or if you book online at New Tickets, or there are 200 Rand at the door on the day. And then children over the age of 10 are 70 Rand. So that's from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. This is Saturday, the 1st of July. Christmas in July at Ground. Yay, I am so, so, so excited. If you love theatre and you love local theatre, or you love seeing local productions, do make sure that you do yourself a favour and head through to see Phila Sekunt, which is now on at Emperor's Palace. It is a stage adaptation of Dillian Mateer's influential masterpiece book, Phila Sekunt, or Phila's Child, and follows the story of a Cape coloured woman who adopts an abandoned white child found in the woods. The story revolves around Phila and her bringing up of her foundling child, Benjamin, until 9 years later there's a knock at the door and the police come to take Benjamin away. Apparently he belonged to a woodcutter who lived on the other side of the hill, who had lost their son 6 years prior, and all the drama that goes into that. But it's an absolutely amazing play. I enjoyed the book highly. I think I read it when we were in school, and I really, really enjoyed the book. Dillian Mateer's work is absolutely fantastic. And this stage adaptation has Charlene Surtee Richards in the lead role as Phila Komati, and she is an industry stalwart, so you definitely do not want to miss out on this. She is also joined on stage by a super talented cast, including Marissa Clarkson, Jamie DeToy, Johnny Klein, and many more. So the show is running from Tuesdays to Saturdays at 8 p.m., and there are matinee shows on Thursdays at 2 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Tickets are 120 Rand a person, and you can book online on CompuTicket. So that is Phila Sekunt, starring Charlene Surtee Richards, now on at Empress Palace until the 2nd of July. Do not miss out. I have heard amazing rave reviews about it. If you love local music and you love a little bit of a stage performance and some singing, for four performances only, one of South Africa's most versatile musical theatre stars, Jonathan Rocksmouth, is taking to the Teatro stage to perform all your favourite Broadway hits, accompanied by a 45-piece orchestra and a whole backup cast. Jonathan is one of the cream of the crop of South African singers. And this musicals in concert will be running at the Teatro at Monte Cassino from June 30th to July 2nd. So that's this weekend, four shows only. You can look forward to amazing songs from Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables, West Side Story, Cats, Chorus Line, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and many, many more. Showtimes Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday is 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sunday at 3. Tickets range between 100 to 350 Rand, and you can book online at CompuTicket. That is Jonathan Rocksmouth performing at Monte Cassino this weekend. Do not miss out. That looks absolutely amazing. Also on the go this weekend, it's a busy weekend here in Joburg, what can I say? The Caravela Portuguese Festival, also from Friday 30th of June to Sunday the 2nd of July, turning up the heat, also at Monte Cassino. And there's going to be the cream of South African, Portuguese and Madeiran musical talent that are going to be on the stage. There's going to be some amazing food. There's going to be loads to drink. There's going to be dancing and very sort of cultural. The multiple award-winning station Hot 91.9 is the official media partner. So that's all going down, and you can expect to see some amazing headline live acts over the 3 days, including the Parlatones, Prime Circle, Lochinvil, Good Luck, Dr. Victor, and tons more. So do make sure that you get all your tickets there. You can find out more on caravella.co.za. The dates, as I said, 30th of June to 2nd of July, Monte Cassino in Four Ways. Tickets are 50 Rand for kids and pensioners and 120 Rand for adults. And you can also book your tickets online on CompuTicket. That's going to be loads of fun, and I am most certainly going to be there. Don't forget, Disney on Ice opens this Friday, the 30th of June, and is running until the 9th of July. So do make sure that you have your tickets. I would be surprised if they're not already sold out. Somebody told me this week the Durban is already sold out. I'm not surprised. This is an absolutely fantastic show. So I've spoken about it a lot. I've given away tickets. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but do make sure that you have got your tickets to see Disney on Ice at the Ticket Pro Dome from the 30th of June until the 9th of July. Not to be missed. Also opening this weekend, very excited, I'm heading through that swashbuckling boot wearing cat Puss in Boots is back on stage at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City, and that is running until the 23rd of July. It looks like it's gonna be loads of fun. Puss is on a magical Caribbean island doing a whole bunch of things, and there's some audience participation required, of course, as you would expect for from a pantomime. Amazing sets, gorgeous costumes, and some toe-tapping tunes, and young and old will absolutely love this. I'm very, very excited. So do make sure that you've got your tickets for that. Shows are running Wednesday through Sunday. The tickets range from 150 to 260 Rand and are available through goldreefcity.co.za. You can call the Gold Reef City box office as well on 011-248-5000, or you can also head on over to CompuTicket and get your tickets. I'm heading through on Sunday, so I'll let you know next week what it's like, or stay tuned and follow me on social media because I'll be sharing on the day. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. It looks like loads of fun. Before I sign off, do not forget that I have a set of tickets to give away to see Robert Kiyosaki live in South Africa. The set of tickets is valued at 3,900 Rand and you want to see Robert Kiyosaki live at the annual National Achievers Congress taking place on the 8th and 9th of July at the Hartveld Arena in Pretoria. These 2 days are going to be focused solely on finance, so wealth creation, wealth management, and everything that goes into managing your personal and your business finances, given the financial state of our country. I think that everybody should attend this event, and Robert Kiyosaki is certainly the godfather, if you will, of finances, having authored Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and a variety of other books. Robert is known around the world for being one of the top financial speakers and advisors. There's a whole bunch of other speakers on the lineup as well, but Robert will be speaking for the bulk of the 2 days. So all you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the win a set of tickets to see Robert Kiyosaki, and answer a very easy question underneath the post, and you could stand a chance to win. The question is, where is the National Achievers Congress being held this year? And I have already told you, and it's also in the article, so don't worry, it's there. And you can just answer below and let me know, and you can stand a chance to win 2 tickets. Yay, I'll be announcing those next week as well. So do stay tuned. It is time for me to love and leave you. It has been a fantastic show. Thank you for spending your time with me, and I look forward to being back with you again next week. Have a beautiful week ahead. Have a stunning weekend. There's loads on the go, so you've absolutely no excuse to be bored. And I will be back with you next week. Sending lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.